in the 15th verse, we read that he was setting and clothed in his right mind, and they were afraid. In other words, Luke tells us, even goes further and says that he was setting at the feet of Jesus. Setting at the feet, a place of adoration, a place of complete peace, a place of a complete new creature as far as his life was concerned. And he was sitting there at the feet of the one who had been able to do this as far as his life was concerned. And he wanted to be close to him. He wanted to be just as near in the presence of Jesus Christ as he could possibly be. And I know that each of our lives, as we might turn to the Lord and let the Lord himself cleanse us, then we should be found sitting at the feet of Jesus, basking, you might say, in his glory. Yes, complete peace. Here there was a picture of a man whom no one could do anything with physically. Absolutely no one. And it just took Jesus. It just took Jesus. They that saw it told him how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray or to ask Jesus to depart out of their coast. You know, let the work of Jesus shine forth, my friend, and the world will become so convicted of the evil of their ways that they will not want to have any close association to it whatsoever. This proves it. Jesus was holy. There can be no friendship. There can be no place in the world for a man, for Jesus and for the world in a man's heart. There can't be. There has to be the separation, my friend. You can't bind the two together. And when he was coming to the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. And Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. In other words, after one is converted and after one's life has been cleaned up, oh, how much easier it would be just to go and be in the presence of the Lord. But God says, no, no. I'm leaving you behind for a testimony. You go and tell your friends how great the things have been that God did for you. That is what we're supposed to do when Jesus cleans us up. Yes, my friend, as this is brought out tonight, the devils know, the devils believe, the devils recognize, and yet they've got the world believing that Christ is not the Son of God and it's not necessary to believe Christ's teaching. But they know it, and they know that of themselves there is a time when they shall be tormented, and when they shall have that day of judgment upon them. And they also know, the world can see, that as a physical strength there is nothing to offer. It's all of Christ, and Christ can do it all when we come into his presence. And then, after that cleaning up process, that only the Lord could do, go and tell thy friends how great things the Lord has done for thee. Let's bow our heads. And with each head bowed tonight and each eye closed, I wonder if there is anyone in the mission here tonight. Is there anyone who may have been sitting in here that knows that they're outside of Christ? Is there anyone tonight who knows that he's possessed with Satan, that he's possessed with the devil, and then he recognizes that he has tried himself to change his life and to change his ways, but that it just couldn't be done, and is willing to say yes at this moment, willing to let Jesus come into his presence that he might worship him? Is there anyone tonight who is willing to do that? Would you raise your hand, my friend, that we might pray with you? Is there anyone here tonight who recognizes that Christ is the only means of cleaning up his life and would like to yield to that cleaning process at this moment? Then is there anyone here tonight who will not possibly who has in the past said yes to Jesus, anyone who knows that Christ is their own Savior and has received Him as such, but yet who has never said and has never done what Jesus wants him to do, to go and to tell thy friends the great things the Lord has done. And you would like to have us pray with you tonight, that you might have the strength and that you might have the unction from the Spirit to go and to tell others about Jesus. Is there anyone tonight who is born again and has failed to tell? And you'd like to have us pray with you. Would you raise your hand then that we might know and be able to pray with you tonight? Is there anyone? Our most gracious God and loving Father, Thou art the only one who can look upon the hearts of those here tonight. Thou art the only one, Lord, who knows the condition of those hearts. Father, we can sit here. We can be cool, lukewarm toward Thy Word, but we can't deny it. It's there. Father, we know that heaven and earth shall pass away. All material things will disappear, but not one jot nor tittle of Thy Word shall disappear. Lord, Thy Word shall stand forever. We pray tonight, Father, that as Thou dost look upon the hearts of those who are gathered here tonight, if there are those who again have listened to Jesus, or has listened to the devil, and has listened to Satan, if there are those tonight who have again rejected Thy pleading, Lord, that all who will come unto Me I will in no wise cast out, those who wouldn't listen tonight, Lord, to the invitation, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man will open the door, I'll come in and sup with him, and he with Me. Father, if there's been a heart here tonight who's felt that knocking in their own breast and has turned away and said no again, then we can only pray tonight, Lord, that Thou might give them another day of grace. Thou might permit them, Lord, to come under the hearing of the gospel again, that they might hear. We know, Lord, that Thou owes them nothing. They've heard, and they've turned away. We know, Lord, that Thou shalt laugh, and when those who have gone to the point of no return, when they shall seek Thee, Lord, early, they shall not find Thee. Yes, when destruction cometh on them, upon them as a whirlwind, we know, Lord, that there is no turning back. Father, we can only ask that Thou might permit them to hear the word again before, Lord, Thou dost call them home. And we pray, O Lord, for hearts here tonight that might be strengthened by Thy word, that those Christians, O Lord, that are here and maybe have been a little lukewarm, maybe have been, Lord, not as active as they should have been towards the witnessing of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we might take Thy word here tonight, Lord, and go and tell, go to the home and tell the friends of the great things that Thou hast done for us. Lord, may we proclaim the name of Jesus Christ wherever we go. May it stand out for us in such a way, Lord, that others might know that we stand for Christ and that we're not ashamed of Him. Yes, Lord, we thank Thee tonight for Thy presence. We thank Thee, Lord, for Thy precious word. We pray, Lord, that as Thy word has gone out, that it might have done a job, Lord, that Thou wanted it to do. We are nothing. Thou art all things. Father, we do, as we bring to a close this meeting on this Monday night, we thank Thee for each opportunity Thou hast presented the group as a whole to come down here and minister, to come down here, Lord, and proclaim the promises of Jesus Christ. And as those who have been here and who have kept us open, the doors open, Lord, of this mission on faith, we pray that wherever Thou might move them, that Thou might make it plain to them. Thou might give them discernment. Thou might let them know, Lord, just where Thou would have them settle, so that truly they might be that testimony, that Thy word may not be stopped, but that it will continue to go forth and to pour forth, O Lord, from wherever Thou hast for them. Again, we thank Thee, Father, for all that Thou hast given us. And at this hour, our righteousness and all that we have is in Thy Son. And it's His precious name we pray, Lord. And for His sake we ask these things. Amen.
what this thing was hanging over there. Still got a rubber, huh?
Sorry, man, I didn't...
Still running?
Not picking up. Sorry, I didn't have it down there. Now, two of Basil's passengers.
I'm glad they're gone. They've gone the way the Lord wants them to go.
But there are things that can be used a lot. That's fine.
We're saving for posterity. Prosperity. But you know, sometimes, I don't know whether it fits here or not, but it's possible that the thing is to fall to the ground and die before it happens. Sometimes if we hold it out to us, the Lord